Hope Lives Here is the podcast of City Union Mission in Kansas City. Since 1924, the homeless and impoverished have found hope and healing through this evangelical ministry. This podcast is designed to help you discover City Union Mission's origins, history, programs, and its people, and the mission's love for those who need love most. Enjoy this episode of Hope Lives Here.
I'm Chris Michael, and on this episode, Dr. Terry Megley is our guest, Chief Executive Officer here at City Union Mission. What is the answer to the issue of homelessness in Kansas City or anywhere across America? One approach that is not supported by City Union Mission is a housing-first approach. Why doesn't that work? And what are the problems that exist and are created when that approach is taken? And if not housing first, then what's the answer? So as we hear that term, housing first, before getting into why the mission hasn't embraced that philosophy, describe to those who are listening exactly what that means, housing first.
Well, housing first is a harm reduction approach that believes that any person has a right to housing regardless of their usage of drugs or mental health issues. And so to do that, they provide a process that's a low barrier. So individuals who are addicted to drugs and have severe behavioral health issues, they will put them into housing and then offer optional services. That's their approach. So there's no precursor or barrier for someone to go directly into housing. So you could have somebody addicted to drugs, somebody who is got a struggling mental health issue to be placed into an apartment.
So what is not addressed when they take that approach with housing first?
Well, what's missing is the ability to help treat them, provide a treatment program to help them recover, to help them address the root issues of why they were homeless, to help stabilize their mental health. So somebody stabilizing their mental health, they're going to think better. They're going to manage their life skills appropriately to be able to stay in that housing. And that's the approach that we want to take. We want to take the person first approach, which means let's stabilize the person coming in. Let's help improve their health. And the reality is let's do that reducing harm by talking to them about how it's not healthy to live a lifestyle of addiction. And that's really where the heart of the housing first model is that addiction is considered judging people. And so I always raise the question, Chris, is which is better for society? Somebody that goes through a recovery program for a year and they're clean and sober and they're healthier, or someone who is addicted and has severe mental health issues and placed into housing for a year?
So is it safe to say with housing first, you're just bringing their issues to a new location?
Yes.
That sounds about right to me. Would you say there can be some short-term success with housing first, but not for the long run?
Housing first is really designed for a small percentage of those chronic homeless, those that have severe mental health or severe behavioral health disorders. It's really for about 20% of the population that really do need help. They're vulnerable and they need to get off the street, and we do need to help them. But what do we do with the 80%? See, Housing First model only really addresses and is really efficient for a small portion of the homeless. We have the 80%ers that have the ability to manage and to take care of their to be able to get employment and hold on to housing. Those are the ones that could also benefit from housing first. But the reality is that how the taxpayers want to use their money? Hmm. Is that the best way to help have a healthy, productive society?
So is the fact that there's really no accountability, there's no progress being made in dealing with their real issues in life, is that most of what makes you opposed to the housing first concept?
Yes. And because of the harm reduction approach, that model, which is really rooted in humanism, humanism is really kind of a form of religion. Humanism says that everybody has rights to housing, regardless if they work for it or not. Everybody has rights to health care, regardless if they work for it or not. But there's always a population that need our help, the widows, the orphans, those that are struggling with mental health issues. So the answer is we come back and say, yes, the reason why this approach of housing first doesn't hold people accountable, they think it's inhumane that other people are opposing their core values or their preferences on how somebody should live their life.
So what is the approach of City Union Mission? We'll talk about that here in just a few moments as we continue with Hope Lives Here, the podcast.
From City Union Mission in beautiful Kansas City, Missouri, you're listening to Hope Lives Here, the podcast.
Thank you for what you do.
As an employee of City Union Mission,
I hear that quite often.
It's a blessing.
And reflects what God has done for nearly 100 years.
As we minister to the poor and homeless,
truth is,
we can't do anything without you.
Your gift today provides meals, programs, and services.
Your prayerful and financial support
are the lifeblood of this crucial ministry.
Visit cityunionmission.org to find out more.
And thank you.
Thank you.
For what you do.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to serve your community? Have you ever thought about a job with a faith-based organization? City Union Mission has a number of open positions in a variety of areas. Case managers, food service, counselors, maintenance, and more. Visit cityunionmission.org and see how you can positively impact the lives of homeless men, women, and children in Kansas City. There's nothing quite like being there for others in their time of need.
All the podcast episodes are available on the Mission's website at cityunionmission.org.
Well, we're back on Hope Lives Here, the podcast, with Dr. Terry Megley, Chief Executive Officer here at City Union Mission. So with all that in mind, as we've talked about the housing first concept, describe the Mission's approach and why we think it is the right path for those who are homeless.
As the first person approach, Chris, is we want someone to come in who's safe and stable, and we do provide safe and stable shelters. But we also provide opportunities to increase their awareness that their life can improve if they go on to a program. And those programs are long-term, and they address areas of helping them understand what a faith-driven life looks like. It also helps them in their health recovery. It adds life skills. And also, it helps them on the continuum of vocational development. And so we're addressing the whole person. So by the time somebody is exposed to our programs and comes out graduated, they're going to have those four components in place to help them move forward in their life.
So we probably have to communicate this not only to the people of Kansas City, but to the homeless as well. How do we do that?
Well, we do have cards that we are giving out to law enforcement and emergency responders to be able to pass out to let them know here's what CU Mission provides, the case management, counseling, resources, those things, and a hotline number that they can call. We're connecting right now with many agencies and especially law enforcement who have to interact with those individuals on a daily basis.
Now, it's fun to work here and see the success stories. There's been hundreds and probably thousands over time, right?
Yes, too numerous to mention, but that's why we're here, is when we take that person approach, the reality is we see the whole person change. They're literally a new person when they came into the shelter to the one they're leaving. They have hope. And you know what they want to say, and what I've heard just even the other day at a counseling intake, was somebody came off the street. They've been out on the street for 2 years living in the forest areas around Kansas City. First time this person said, I felt cared by somebody, and they wept in that meeting with me. That's what we're here for, is that we give them a place of belonging and significance and say, we're going to come alongside you. Instead of, let's give you an apartment and you can optional if you want to grow and improve your life. We want to help people improve their life first before they go into housing.
And hope lives here, there's no doubt. Is part of the problem that people look at the issue of homelessness kind of in a general sense, and they don't look at it from the individual perspective.
The factors that feed into homelessness is domestic violence, child abuse, spousal abuse. Those are the things that feed into somebody staying in poverty. And that's the thing that we have to help others understand is, you know, we do have men that come out of incarceration. We do have men that are coming off the street. They didn't think anybody cared about them, and they're connecting with supportive staff. But the reality is the hidden homeless are those that are embedded in people's homes and family and friends, sleeping on couches and on floors. They need help. And those are the ones that we want to reach out to say, are you ready to change? The 20%ers, they need help. They may not be able to say they need help, but if they come to our door, we will assist them through the process so they can get off the street. And that's one of the successes of our L Minor Care Center, is that we've had over 200 men placed in the last 5 years into permanent supportive housing, but they were stable. They got healthy. They learned med management. They learned how to cope with their feelings and process verbal situations appropriately. They're healthier going into an independent or semi-independent living than they were if they were just placed directly in.
And L Minor about to celebrate its 5th anniversary. Pretty exciting stuff. Dr. Terry Megley, Chief Executive Officer here at City Union Mission, our guest on this episode of Hope Lives Here, the podcast. We hope that every episode gives you more and more insight into the ministry of City Union Mission and its people, and of course, those we help. All the episodes are available on the Mission's website and wherever you listen to podcasts. Tell a friend about us, and thank you for your continued prayerful and financial support of this vital ministry here in Kansas City. We'll see you next time.
Hope Lives Here is the podcast of City Union Mission in Kansas City. Send your comments to Hope Lives Here, the podcast at cityunionmission.org. And find out more by visiting our website at www.cityunionmission.org.